Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey, so glad you're here. This is another episode that I've recorded in Mexico. I decided it would be so much fun to batch a bunch of podcast episodes. And that is just one of the reasons I signed up to attend this workcation with a group of other amazing podcasters. As I write this episode, there are so many sounds. There's a dog barking, a cat meowing close by, a car horn honking, construction people joking and laughing, and three different songs playing all at the same time. One is from a car driving by, one from a construction site, and I've got no idea where this third one is coming from, but all I know is somebody is playing the tuba, no less. Who knows? Maybe you're going to hear some of it on the recording. This is such a different atmosphere than my quiet little she shed, and that is a good thing. A new environment, a different perspective, the sounds of life. So before we dive into today's episode, I want to invite you to join my community. If you haven't signed up for any of my free resources or my free coaches toolkit, I have to say, well, it's high time you did. It's easy to sign up. You just text the word coach, COACH, to 1-844-246-6259. You text the word coach to 1-844-246-6259. Or you can always click the link in the episode notes to become part of my community. Now let's dive in. I want to talk to you about something I see a lot. Okay, it's something that I honestly experience a lot too. I am super productive. I get a ton of things done in my coaching practice. And from time to time, I have a look at all of the blog posts I've written, the programs I've released, the podcast episodes, and all these other valuable assets that I have built over time. And looking back, I am amazed. But it wasn't easy. So let me share some thoughts and an approach that you can use too. It is summed up with this one quote: you can do everything, but you can't do it all at once. How does that sound? Are you an amazing font of creative ideas? Do you have a whole host of projects started but not completed? Maybe you have one great idea and you start on it, but you forget you are working on that other great idea that you had last week. So in the end, you have amazing, incredible, inspired ideas, and you got that dopamine hit of inspiration and you started. The only problem? So few of them get done. They don't get completed. So no one, including you, gets the benefit of all those ideas. This chemical, dopamine, it's that feel-good chemical that we get. It's a neurotransmitter and a hormone, and it is one of the hormones that is responsible for pleasurable reward and motivation. So you get a dopamine hit when you get an idea and you get started. And we forget that we get it when we get started, we come up with that idea, we're all excited, and we get a major, major reward when we complete it. We forget that we also feel good when we complete something, especially something that's important to us. So finishing off some of those unfinished objects, unfinished projects, is going to be rewarding too. It can go too far, right? I have heard people with UFOs, that is unfinished objects for you, with dozens of unfinished objects, dozens of them. Inspiration is exciting. Don't get me wrong. I like it too. Most of my inspiration lands in my brain fully formed when I first wake up in the morning or during my morning meditation. And I agree. It's important to honor our inspiration. It's like a manual water pump, one that you would see on a farm. You prime that pump by pumping the handle, and it takes some muscles to get that water flowing. But once it does, watch out. You won't be able to stop it. It just keeps flowing and flowing, and eventually your bucket or your container overflows too. So yeah, inspiration is great, but we can only work on one thing at a time. Yeah, we can only work on one thing at a time. I repeated that so you can really hear it. And here is an approach that I use. It is a simple approach, but I'm going to tell you, I know it's not easy. But if you like it and you start it, keep working at it because it's really worth it. The approach I call is my treasure journal. I have a special journal where I write down all of those great ideas, lists and lists and lists of ideas. And sometimes that same idea might come up more than once, but I only allow myself to work on one at a time. I know there are those among you, especially the neurodivergent, who this approach just might not work for. But listen anyway, because you know yourself best, and I bet you can take my approach, modify it, and make it work for your own style and needs. So I honor the idea by writing it down. And that means that the ideas keep flowing, just like that water pump. And then I choose one to work on, one at a time. I find that when I limit myself to only one, I learn to choose wisely. I ask myself, what is that one idea or project that are going to help my clients best? What will help my business? What helps me grow? And then once I decide, that is it. I don't look back. Now I get it. This is not easy, but it is worth it. So inspiration, the idea hits. Decision, I decide which one I'm going to work on. And then execution, that is my path. Inspiration, decision, execution. And I believe I get more done, more accomplished with this approach. And I'm going to tell you, that is super satisfying. So now I want to hear from you. What did you learn from this episode? Will you try this approach? Write down your inspiration, all the ideas in one spot so you honor them, then decide and then do it. Stick with it, complete it, and experience the satisfying joy of accomplishment. I hope so. Post a screenshot of this episode and tag me at Candy Motzek. Tell me what you learned and what you've decided to do. Now, if you want more help, maybe you've just had enough of trying to figure all this out on your own and you're spending a lot of time on the Google searching and piecing things together. And if that's the case and you want to become a coach, you want to sign clients, then we should talk about how we can work together. Click the link in the episode notes to find out how to apply to work with me. And I'll be back and speak with you again next week.
Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.